ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、もとこです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 20, Visiting the Tokyo Game Show. Thanks again for joining us for this lesson. Motoko, what did we learn in the last lesson, Lesson 19?
In the last lesson, we learned how to make the past tense form of verbs. For example, 日本に行きました。
I went to Japan. And in this lesson, you'll learn how to ask someone if they've done something.
Jesse, what's happening in this conversation?
Taylor and Masato are at home, and Taylor is telling Masato about the video game convention he went to earlier that day.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Today, I went to the Tokyo Game Show. Hey, did
you buy a game?
No.買いませんでした。でも、いろいろなモバイルゲームをしました。
モバイルゲーム？
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
今日、東京ゲームショーに行きました。
へー、ゲームを買いましたか？
いいえ、買いませんでした。でも、いろいろなモバイルゲームをしました。
モバイルゲーム？
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
今日、東京ゲームショーに行きました。
Today, I went to the Tokyo Game Show.
へぇ、ゲームを買いましたか？
Really? Did you buy a game?
いいえ。買いませんでした。
No, I didn't.
でも、いろいろなモバイルゲームをしました。
But I played all kinds of mobile games.
モバイルゲーム？
Mobile games? So, Taylor came back from the Tokyo Game Show. I'm sure we have some listeners who are familiar with this event. Motoko, do you know about it?
Yes, it's a pretty famous event.
For those who don't know what it is,It's a yearly video game convention where game developers show their upcoming games and game-related hardware. The general public also gets to try out these latest games. It's a pretty big event. The one held in 2011 saw over 220,000 visitors.
すごいですね。That's amazing.
Yes, it's a must for video game fanatics.
I think so.
All right, now let's move on to a couple of vocab phrases we saw in this dialogue. The first one is...
いろいろな。
いろいろな。This means various, and it comes before a noun.
In the dialogue, we had いろいろなモバイルゲーム
which is various mobile games or all kinds of mobile games. Can we hear some other examples?
Sure. いろいろな映画
all kinds of movies.
いろいろな本
all kinds of books. Okay, and the next vocab word?
でも
And this means but or however.It usually comes at the beginning of a sentence. Motoko, how is it used in the dialogue?
Well, Masato asked Taylor, ゲームを買いましたか?
Which means, did you buy a game?
And Taylor said, いいえ、買いませんでした。
No, I didn't.
でも、いろいろなモバイルゲームをしました。
But, I played all kinds of mobile games. So here, we can see that Taylor brought up a kind of contrasting statement.I didn't do this, but I did this.
That's right.
Okay, and with that, let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask if someone did something by asking a question in the past tense. In the last lesson, we learned how to make sentences in the past tense. This time, we'll be turning them into questions. Motoko, let's review how to turn a verb into the past tense.
Sure. Remember that we changed the end of the verb, must to ました.
For example,
映画を見ました。
I watched a movie.
学校に行きました。
I went to school. Now, if you remember from before, to turn a sentence into a question, we add か to the end. So, if we were to take these two sentences and make them questions, they would be
映画を見ましたか?
Did you watch a movie? And
学校に行きましたか?
Did you go to school? Not so bad, right?
It's pretty easy.
Let's look at the example from the dialogue. When Taylor said that he went to the Tokyo game show, Masato asked,
ゲームを買いましたか?
Did you buy a game? Let's break this down.
ゲーム
Game
を買いました
The past tense of buy, which is bought.
か?
Question particle. One more time.
ゲームを買いましたか?
Listeners, please repeat.
ゲームを買いましたか?
Okay, now, I'd also like to cover how we can respond to a question like this. It's most common to respond with either はい、yes, and then repeat the verb in the past tense form, or say いいえ、no, and then use the past tense negative verb.
Does that make sense?
Let's look at an example to make it easier. We'll use our previous question, did you buy a game? If I wanted to say yes, I did, what could I say?
はい、買いました。
はい、yes.Plus, 買いました. I bought. You basically just repeat the verb. Listeners, please repeat.
はい、買いました.
Now, saying no using the verb is a little more complicated. If I wanted to say, no, I didn't, what could I say?
いいえ、買いませんでした.
いいえ、no, plus, 買いませんでした. I didn't buy.Motoko, how did we get this form?
Well, do you remember how to make the negative form? We change must to masen. You take that negative form and then add deshita to it.
Let's see some more examples.
For ikimasu, to go, the negative form is ikimasen. And then we add deshita, ikimasen deshita.
And this means didn't go.
For tabemasu, to eat,The negative form is 食べません And then we add でした食べませんでした
Which means didn't eat. Listeners, are you ready to try one now?
Let's try it with the verb 来ます to come.
Okay. Listeners, the negative form of 来ます is? Okay, Motoko, it is?
来ません
Right. Then you add でした Listeners, can you put those two together? Okay, Motoko, it is?
来ませんでした。
Right. 来ませんでした。Didn't come.
That's right.
Okay, well, that was a lot of information. Motoko, can we hear the exchange between Taylor and Masato one more time?
Sure. Masato asks, ゲームを買いましたか? And Taylor says, いいえ、買いませんでした。
All right, sounding good. Listeners, be sure to let us know if you have any questions about this lesson.
Leave us a comment and create your own sentences.
We look forward to hearing from you. All right, until next time.
じゃあまた。
今日、東京ゲームショーに行きました。
へえ、ゲームを買いましたか?
いいえ、買いませんでした。でも、いろいろなモバイルゲームをしました。
モバイルゲーム?